Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I thought today I'd do a program that's a little different. Instead of covering one particular topic, I'm going to give you some various and assorted tips and tricks that you can use the next time you go metal detecting. First, let's talk about shoes. Do you think about your shoes when you're out detecting? And no, I don't have a foot fetish. Here's the deal. Plain, flat soles. I usually wear an old pair of tennis shoes that have all the tread worn off. I like flat soles for two important reasons. First, they're easy to clean. With no treads to pick up mud, you don't have to sit on the back porch using a sharp stick to get the mud off the bottoms when you get home. And second, flat shoes are best for stomping the ground flat after you've dug a hole. You won't leave shoe patterns on top of all your filled holes. When the ground is soft or wet, those fancy-bottomed running shoes or hunting boots will leave your signature all over the park. A good flat stomp helps cover up the fact that you've ever been there. Next topic, toothpaste. Every treasure hunter needs a good supply of cheap toothpaste. I actually learned this trick back in my bass fishing days. I used to fish a lot, mostly for smallmouth bass in small streams, before I discovered treasure hunting. If you think about it, these two outdoor sports have a lot in common. In each case, your goal is to get something for nothing, a nice fish or a nice coin. And you don't know what you've actually got until you get it out of the water or out of the ground. And the next hit or beep could be the biggest fish or the nicest gold ring you've ever landed. In both treasure hunting and fishing, you're on an exciting adventure with no idea of what you might be bringing home. Okay, back to the toothpaste. Unless you wear gloves when you dig, your hands are going to get awfully dirty when you treasure hunt. Lava soap is good for cleaning those really filthy hands, but so is toothpaste. And toothpaste smells a lot better. Well, unless you get that bubblegum-flavored toothpaste. Sorry. Here it is again. Wash your hands with toothpaste because it has a good bite when it comes to dirt, and it makes you smell nice, too. And while I'm talking about soap, here's another tip. If all you have around the house is liquid soap in a bottle, go retro and buy a bar of old-fashioned hand soap. Any brand is fine. The cheaper, the better. Get it at the dollar store. Take it with you the next time you go treasure hunting. After you strap on your nail apron and fire up your detector, scrape your fingernails over that bar of soap several times, filling them with soap. Now when you dig, the dirt that would have caked under your fingernails can't get in there because the soap is already there. And when you get home, the worst part of cleaning up, getting the dirt out from under your fingernails, is much easier. Finally, let's talk about your nail apron. Or more precisely, how you wear your nail apron. Yes, it's time for another episode of Fashion Tips with Dan. No, it's not. Listen, I used to wear my nail apron around my waist with the straps almost on top of my belt. But I noticed that when I knelt to dig a target, the nail apron turned almost horizontal, the bottom of the nail apron being pushed out front, causing goodies to fall out of it. Have you ever found a nice ring or a really old coin, and when you got home it wasn't in your nail apron? Ouch! There are two simple solutions. One, wear your nail apron up higher, across your chest even, so it won't tip when you kneel. Or, wear it on your side, like a gun holster, rather than in front of you. You can kneel and stoop all you want to if it's at your side, and nothing will fall out. Well, I hope you've heard something you can use today. Thanks for listening. And for more tips on treasure hunting, scroll to the bottom of my webpage at treasuremanual.com. All one word, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.